makers of Sweetheart Soap present the comedy drama We Love and Learn. Ladies, when you shop today or tomorrow, save nearly 25% in this sensational 1 cent sale of Sweetheart Soap. You get a full-size cake of pure, mild Sweetheart Soap for only 1 cent when you buy 3 cakes at the usual price. And that applies to the regular size cake and the big new bath size Sweetheart. It's your best soap buy today. Simply buy 3 regular size cakes of Sweetheart and get 1 regular size cake for only a penny more. Or buy 3 bath size cakes and get 1 bath size cake for only a penny more. Offer good only while 1 cent sale packages last. Today, get Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin. We Love and Learn. In hair curlers and a bathrobe, munching an apple, Dixie Blake lies comfortably ensconced on her sofa. As she turns the pages of a magazine, she occasionally sniffles.
Murder. Ooh, either I'm getting that cold or I'm allergic to the stuff I'm reading. Yeah? Who is it?
It's Thelma.
Oh, come on in, kid. The door's unlocked. Hello.
Hello, Dixie. Don't you feel well?
After the day I've had, honey, it's a wonder I feel at all. Did it rain all day here, too?
Why, where were you, Dixie?
Out in the wide open spaces. Part of the time nearly drowning in mud and water, and the rest of the time chasing ghosts through a haunted old rattletrap of a house.
Maybe you better have a doctor, Dixie.
I sound like I'm out of my head, huh? Well, I'm not. Ooh, that Madam Selfie. What a character. The longer I'm with her, the oftener she floors me.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
A house, Thelma. 100-year-old relic, complete with bats, mice, cobwebs, and ghosts. A house buried in a wilderness of overgrown weeds and bushes.
You mean Madam Sophie bought a house?
Yeah, and she's going to live in it.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Madam Sophie's heard the call of the wild. Her peasant blood is cooking like the inside of a volcano. Imagine, Fifth Avenue's smartest designer is going to be a gentleman farmer.
Well, it sounds like a good hobby to me.
Hobby? A job like she's undertaken will land her in the booby hatch, and me with her. Today was one long nightmare, and it's only the beginning. Look at these.
Magazines?
Yeah, magazines. Everyone she could lay her hands on. Scientific farming, raising chickens, cattle care, successful gardening, planting the vegetable garden.
Murder. But why do you have to read them?
Because I'm nuts and Madam Sophie is my boss. Dollars to donuts, that's her again. She's called me 3 times since I got home. Excuse me, honey. Hello?
Dixie, you are reading the magazines?
Yes, Madam Sophie, in between phone calls.
So who is bothering you so much?
A gentleman farmer by the name of Madam Sophie.
Huh?
It's okay. I'm getting along fine. Only one thing.
What?
One magazine you missed out on.
Which?
How to Catch a Ghost.
Again with the ghosts. We marched with Mr. Jasper all over the house, from the roof to the cellar. Dixie, one ghost did you see?
Ghosts work only after midnight, Madam Sophie. They have a strong union.
Then I have a strong patience to listen to your jokes. Be so good, Dixie. Stop the foolishness. I got another idea.
I know. Now you want to buy an elephant to plow the garden.
An elephant? Dixie, that is a good
idea. Forget it, Madam Sophie. Forget it. I didn't say a word.
Dixie, an elephant, even a baby, could do more work than Mr. Jasper.
And 3 flies could do more than Jasper. But please, wait with the zoo for a while, huh?
All right. I will sleep on the elephant. But now I got something else to talk about.
What?
Furniture. I got to start to buy some furniture for the house.
What's the rush?
The rush?
Yeah. There isn't even a decent floor in the place that will hold up under a piece of furniture. With Jasper on the job, it'll take a couple of months. Maybe years.
You think I'm going to wait for months before I move in?
But you've got to.
I do not got to. The minute one room is finished, I am in it. What is more, I'm not so foolish to think Mr. Jasper can do all the work alone.
You're gonna pitch in.
Sure. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get more men. I am going to be superintendent.
Oh, brother.
You think when I fixed my shop, Dixie, I sat on the telephone? No. Madame Sophie was there. Underfoot, every minute.
Okay, okay, but furniture.
Uh-huh. That will take time, yes, to find real antiques.
Antiques?
But of course. A house in the country 100 years wants furniture with holes from real worms. Tomorrow we commence to look.
But we can't both sit around at auctions, Madame Sophie. With Andrew's away, too, what's going to happen to your business?
A couple of hours a day, solid rock like my business can wait.
Well, I guess you know what you're doing.
What then? You know what I'm doing? So, all right, Dixie. In the morning, tomorrow, you come in a little early. We will get cleaned up and start looking.
Okay. If I don't develop pneumonia during the night, I'll be there.
Don't develop nothing, Dixie. You're here. We've no time now for foolishness. So, goodbye. 8:30 in the morning. I will see you.
How do you like that? Did I tell you I was going to land in the booby hatch, Thelma?
Madame Sophie wants you to help her buy furniture.
Antiques, no less. The real thing. And she's moving into that ghost rookery as soon as she can park a bed in one of the rooms.
Why do you keep saying ghosts, Dixie?
Because the place is crawling with them.
You didn't see anything or hear anything, did you?
Madame Sophie insists that they were just sounds any old house makes. But you can't fool me.
Oh, our house in the country talks all night. Used to scare me half to death when I was a child.
Well, it gives me the creeps now. The silence of the country. Nuts. Give me an apartment in the city anytime. Where you know what you're listening to. An automobile horn is just that, and not a ghost blowing his nose.
Who's this Jasper, Dixie?
A cockeyed wonder who can build the world with his own bare hands, he says.
Where'd Madame Sophie find him?
We found him haunting the house. Came out of the rain, he said. My guess is that's all he knows enough to do. But Madame Sophie hired him.
For a sort of a handyman?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about things around here. How'd you make out with Ma Carlton?
Well, that's what I came to tell you.
Well, give.
You're in for a surprise, Dixie.
The old girl never said a word about you and Jim getting out.
That's right.
Well, that's a load off my mind. I was sure she'd ask you and Jim to move into a furnished room.
She's done the reverse, Dixie.
The reverse? What do you mean?
She's moved out herself.
What?
She's the one who's taken a furnished room.
Oh, now look, kid. I'm hearing things. Do you mean to stand there and tell me that Mrs. Carlton handed over her little nest to you?
We tried to stop her, Dixie. Jim was just beside himself, but it didn't do any good.
Ma's moved out? She's actually gone?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
I knew you'd be surprised.
Surprised? I'm out cold. For Pete's sake, honey, aren't you?
Well, after what you told me, how angry and bitter she still was, I certainly didn't expect her to behave that way when she came back.
She didn't fall on you and Jim like a ton of bricks?
No, on the contrary, she said a lot of nice things.
Nice? Ma?
She called us her children and asked me to call her mother.
Oh, this I can't stand. I don't get it. I don't believe it. I don't trust it.
Well, it's a little hard for me to believe, too. After all those horrible things she said before.
I smell a rat, Thelma. A rat as big as a house. Ma's pulling one of her tricks.
Maybe not, Dixie. Maybe we ought to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Mrs. Carlton runs benefits for herself and no one else. She's up to something and no one can tell me different. Thelma, where is Jim now?
With her, helping her get settled. He barely bolted his supper down.
Uh-huh. I've got it.
Got what?
Thelma, you've been had. We've all been had. She's put one over on you, but good.
But I don't see what you mean, Dixie.
Come in.
Oh, Jim.
I thought I'd find you here, Thelma. Hello, Dixie.
Hello yourself. Come on in.
I'm kind of tired, but okay, just for a minute. Well, what have you two girls been gabbing about?
Oh, things.
Thelma's just told me about your mother, Jim.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Dixie? Bet you never expected my mother to do anything like that. To make such a sacrifice.
Sacrifice my foot.
Really, Dixie?
Maybe Ma's kidding you two babes in the woods, but she isn't kidding me.
Oh, now look here, Dixie.
Your old lady is one smart cookie, Jim. And moving out on you was no sacrifice, believe me.
Is that so? I suppose it's easy for an old, sick woman to give up her own home.
A cinch. When she's taking with her the only thing in the whole cockeyed world she wants.
And what's that?
You, my dear little simple Simon, you. Her one and only angel child.
Oh, aren't you a little off the beam, Dixie?
No, pal, I'm on the beam, right smack on it. If Ma stayed with you and Thelma, she'd have to share you. Now, cooped up in a small hole in the wall, she's got you just where she wants you.
I think I'm beginning to see what Dixie means, Jim.
Well, then you're all alone. I don't see it.
Let me open your eyes, Jim. Where were you tonight?
Helping Mother get settled. What's wrong with that?
She called you at the office, no doubt, and asked, would you mind?
So what?
How much settling is there to do in a furnished room?
Well...
Yeah, well... Tell the truth, Jim. What did you do for your mother tonight except listen again to how much she's sacrificed for you?
Well, just having me there helped the first night alone.
She's going to be just as alone the second night and the tenth night and the skatey eighth. And she's depending on you to realize how sad and lonely and unhappy she is. And you'll keep running over there. Well, mister, now do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So? What are you going to do, Jim? What Ma expects?
Well, how do I know, Dixie? How can I see what... Oh, nuts.
Okay, Thelma. You're on the 40-yard line, and here's where you start carrying the ball. I wish you luck.
Ladies, put this at the top of your shopping list. Sensational 1 cent sale of Sweetheart Soap. It will save you dimes, quarters, half dollars. In this sale, you get a full-size cake of pure, mild Sweetheart Soap for only 1 cent when you buy 3 cakes at the usual price. This applies to the regular size and big bath size Sweetheart. Buy 3 regular size cakes and get 1 regular size cake for only a penny more. Or buy 3 bath size cakes and get 1 bath size cake for only a penny more. It's your best soap buy today, so stock up. And for a lovelier complexion in just 1 week, put aside casual care. Start beauty care with Sweetheart. See how soon your skin looks softer, smoother, younger, too. Hurry, fill your shelf with Sweetheart now. Save nearly 25%. Buy 3 cakes of Sweetheart and get another cake for only 1 cent more. That's Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin. Ladies, the makers of Sweetheart Soap want more women everywhere to enjoy the benefits of their wonderful wash day product, Blue White Flakes, the new revolutionary product that blues and washes at the same time. So here's news about a spectacular 1 cent sale of Blue White. Listen, here's how you'll save nearly 25%. 1 penny buys a full-size package of Blue White when you buy 3 packages at the usual price. Yes, you get a full-size package for only 1 penny more. You simply buy 3 packages of Blue White and get an extra full-size package for only 1 penny. This offer is made so you'll try Blue White, the amazing flakes that act 2 ways at once to give you dazzling white, sparkling bright washes. For Blue White blues, evenly without streaks or spots. And second, Blue White washes, works with your regular soap or detergent to make clothes cleaner, whiter. This offer good only while 1 cent sale units last, so hurry. Today, get a full-size package of Blue White for only 1 cent with 3 packages at usual price. Stock up today. At this same time, Monday, we love and learn. This is Dick Dunham speaking for the makers of Sweetheart Soap and Blue White Flakes.